You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The charity Level Playing Field aims to create a better matchday experience for all disabled sports fans. The Welsh Forum makes its way to Cardiff later this month, and joining me now is Chief Executive Owen Davies. Owen, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much for having me. Pleased to be on here today.
And can you tell us just a little bit about the work of Level Playing Field?
Yeah, sure. So Level Playing Field, the charity, was set up over 20 years ago or so now, and it started from humble beginnings, a group of disabled fans coming together to discuss the inequalities of access whilst attending live sports. And it's kind of progressed from that, really. It's kind of maintained that same sentiment of wanting to represent the views of disabled sports fans, and we do that across England and Wales, and to be the voice of disabled fans, advocating on their behalf and using that user-led feedback to make proactive changes, and we do that proactive change by engaging with clubs, establishing disabled supporters associations, and importantly working with governing bodies as well to be able to put good practices in place, raise the kind of awareness of the state of play and the experiences of disabled fans from a pan disability perspective, and to share good practices so that we can see that proactive change that encourages more disabled fans to go and watch live sport. And I think from our perspective, really, watching live sport is more than, you know, if it's football 90 minutes, rugby 80 minutes, cricket, whatever method you enjoy watching. It really brings the community together, tackles some key issues in society as well, in addressing physical well-being, mental well-being, social community engagement as well. So there's really, you know, a real important consideration that we need to value that and to make sure that that pathway for any disabled fan who wants to go and watch it is there, it's inclusive, it's accessible, and you can enjoy it.
Well, the Level Playing Field Welsh Forum takes place at the Principality Stadium on the 30th of July. What happens at your regional forum events?
Yeah, these forums are very important in being able to kind of to bring what I've just kind of shared with you there about having that constructive dialogue between fans, clubs, disabled supporters associations, and other organizations and charities as well. So we bring everyone together, talk about the real life match day experience of disabled fans, talk about what clubs do and how they can manage to kind of to address some aspects of access, but also look at some weaker areas as well, bringing these difficult topics to talk about and looking at pathways together. So we'll bring, you know, disabled fans' perspective to a certain issue, and then we'll also bring the clubs' kind of challenges they have on an operational level, so we can have a really holistic approach to delivering access and inclusion. So the forum itself, you know, we've run three in-person forums so far, one at Tottenham Hotspur for the South region. We did one at Derby County for the Midlands and one at Manchester City for the North, and a really good strong attendance within that. And the voices in the room really brings together, the real life match day experience and how we can kind of deliver better access inclusion going forward. And also to kind of bring out certain worries as well and concerns, because some of them might be really light touch fixes that clubs can do and can take away there and then. Some of them are, something a bit more, bit of a greater challenge that we need to address. We need to invest a bit more time, maybe a bit more research to take it away from being an anecdotal experience to something a bit more understanding on a wider scale, how much this impact is going. And we really want to do that because the change comes from, listening to fans and getting that evidence pulled together, but also delivering that solution as well.
And is there still a chance to take part in the event in Cardiff?
Yeah, absolutely. If anyone who's really interested in wanting to come to the forum at the Principality Stadium, it's on the 30th of July. It runs from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. Lunch is provided, which is always really important at these events. The main reason I'm going, obviously, and obviously to talk about some really good topics that we're really keen to drive. And anyone who's interested in coming as well, is that please get in touch with Level Playing Field. The best option to do that is go to our website or email directly to info at levelplayingfield.org.uk and get in contact with one of our colleagues there, and you'll be able to book the opportunity to come to collaborate and work with other disabled fans, clubs. There'll be breakout sessions available, opportunity to network as well. But importantly, from this whole as well, is that what we're really keen to do is not just for existing fans. There may be some disabled people who are a bit nervous or tentative and not really recognise that going to watch live sport is a possible option, and we really want to work with you know, disabled people who haven't been to watch live sport as well, and to support them if that's an aspiration that they've got, or to, you know, to kind of give some a greater level of depth of information about how they can enjoy watching live sport and what they should do on their first time going there as well.
And you mentioned collaboration. RNIB has spoken at some of the regional forums in the past. What's the experience like for blind and partially sighted sports fans in Wales at the moment?
Yeah, I think if we look at it, we're really pleased to have one of your colleagues, Gareth Davies, come in talk about the guidance document that they created, which is obviously provides a blueprint about how to be more accessible for blind and partially sighted fans. We were really pleased to play our part in that, to give feedback and to be able to share some insights as well. And going to watch live sport as a blind and partially sighted fan, we've got a number of things on our website, you know, where we've done some interviews with fans and clubs as well. The provisions that we you should expect really within that is that audio descriptive commentary should be provided at a lot of clubs within them. All clubs across the Premier League and the EFL in football have disability access officers, and I think that's a really important sign that where, you know, a disabled fan can contact and ask questions about their access requirements, what's important for them, whether it's about accessible parking or whether it's the location of the seats and so forth as well, and access for guide dogs and also assistance dogs as well. So the experience for disabled fans, there's, you know, in Wales in particular as well, there's, like everything across the country, is varied and dependent on different clubs. Obviously the clubs higher up the leagues would have greater budgets, so therefore there's more access provided for them than that. And that's a challenge we need to overcome as well. How can we tackle that consistency to it? But importantly, there's a lot of good people that work in sport and want to make a difference as well. You know, as I mentioned, disability access officers, I would really kind of encourage to do that. But also we see it in South Wales in particular, and we see and also, you know, in, as you go to Wrexham as well, there's Disabled Supporters Association. Swansea have a really thriving Disabled Supporters Association, as do Cardiff, and Newport have one as well, and also Wrexham. So they're a really good place to be able to kind of go to talk to fellow disabled fans about the experiences, what's it like going to there for the very first time, and also what provisions and services are in place as well, because they're on the ground experiencing it day to day as well. And also a point as well, if there's a fans who are, but you know, haven't been to a live sport before, I kind of urge them to go to the Level Playing Field website. We have on our club pages access information for all the grounds across the top five leagues in football. And they have a lot of the access information and provisions in place there. But also, if it's not on there, there's contact details of that specific club. And equally, we're happy to support as well. So give us a call and happy to have a chat on that basis as well.
And what's Level Playing Field's relationship like with clubs and national bodies in Wales? Is it similar to that in England, or does each country require a unique approach?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think, you know, where you look at the, you know, I think, you know, if you look at the Cardiff, Swansea, Newport and Wrexham particularly, they kind of under the umbrella of the EFL and with that, so we have a really strong relationship with the EFL and about how we kind of be able to kind of deliver guidance and how we can kind of deliver more of a consistent approach, and certainly kind of be able to engage when there's kind of key issues that are kind of coming up. So there's a really helpful way that we can kind of tackle that. We work with the Welsh FA as well, and providing that guidance. But if we're looking at the Welsh Premier or the Cymru divisions, there's obviously a challenge that we face in the sense of budgetary elements as well. Every club in the EFL has a standalone disability access officer, and that's not necessarily the case in the Welsh Premier. Most of these are run by volunteers, but you can obviously put provisions in place. So something that's kind of a really important side that we'd like to see going forward, and to kind of to drive that understanding. And we often run an annual fan survey, and that's open at the moment. So any of the listeners on here who are kind of keen to kind of give their view and opinion and feedback if they go and watch live sport, I'd urge them to do that, because we deliver these specific reports and break it down as well to kind of governing bodies about their experiences, and we can target and pinpoint some areas that they can change, and we'll support them on that basis. Largely it's very receptive, obviously, the engagements that we get. But the reality of it is that we need to see more change as well, you know, about being able to understand that what are the barriers and how we can address those. And that will only kind of improve by greater awareness through our campaigns, working collaboratively with other organizations, the likes of the RNIB and other charities as well, to have a, you know, not have that siloed approach, but we're stronger together.
Are there some big differences that you've seen in the provisions for disabled fans in the last few years, especially?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest catalysts we've seen for the change, I suppose, in most recent time, in 2015, the Premier League announced the pledge, and their pledge was to ensure that all their stadium and facilities would meet the standards outlined in the Accessible Stadia Guide. But that didn't just kind of land at the, even though the spotlight was on the Premier League and the EHRC were involved and reviewed and benchmarked, the stadiums were around that. But that cascaded down into the EFL, into other sports, and the kind of the awareness and commitment and understanding that it wasn't just charities like Level Playing Field, the EHRC were involved. There was a priority for all organisations to kind of to do this. And that really kind of, I suppose, provided a greater impetus and a greater focus, and we saw some real tangible change off the back of that as well. So there's some really some positive work that's kind of happened off that. We also see with that there's far more still to be done. The Accessible Stadia Guide is currently being rewritten, and when that's relaunched again, we'd hope that there's a greater level of focus again to take that step forward. So there's the improvements have undoubtedly happened in recent times. But like everything, there's still a lot more to be done. I think going to watch live sport does have some positive elements in the access and inclusion, but there are still some barriers we need to address with that also.
And if people can't make the events on July the 30th in Cardiff, but would still like to share their experiences and make their voices heard, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, there's a load of ways that they can do that. One of the ways they can do, obviously, on social media. If you just type into Level Playing Field, we're on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and you can leave their kind of comments through that. On our website, on the club pages, we have a Have Your Say comment. Fans can put a comment on there, and they can just have your say. Our info at is monitored monitored by our members of staff, and if they want to kind of raise anything or want to offer some feedback or some guidance. And you can get in touch through there. We're happy to have a conversation or a call through that as well. So just get in contact in any way that you'd like to. Raise your matchday experience, or if you're worried and not been before and want to kind of ask some questions, please just kind of get in touch with us any way you wish to.
And where's the best place to go to find out more information about the work of Level Playing Field and sign up to take part in Cardiff's Principality Stadium on the 30th of July?
Yeah, so if you go to our website, www.levelplayingfield.co.uk, and you go on there, the information for the forum itself is available on that side, along with a lot of other information we have. Go to our Twitter handle, our LPF tweets, or just type in Level Playing Field on whichever social media platform that you prefer. We have that all those pinned at the top of our social media handles are within that as well, or you can just request for us to send some information by contacting info@levelplayingfield.org.uk, and we'll get that across to you.
Warren Davis, Chief Executive of Level Playing Field, thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, thank you very much. Diolch yn fawr iawn.